WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Breaking news, Claudia Sheinbaum is expected to have won election as Mexico's first woman president today. According to an estimate by a polling firm, the ruling party candidate won about 58% of the vote.
The voting lines were long, the sun hot. Ruby Abundez, a mother of three, voted today in an election where two women are the top contenders to be president of Mexico.
Quien gane, que sea Xochitl o que sea Claudia.
Whichever woman wins, she said, it will empower us. 28-year-old Oliver agreed.
I guess progress in the way we think.
Progress and a first in all of North America. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Mexico City.
The National Weather Service says a tornado touched down tonight about 5 miles north of Silverton, Texas. That's between Lubbock and Amarillo. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley says severe weather will also hit the Central Plains and Midwest tonight.
The areas that are most under the gun are the eastern parts of the plain into the lower Missouri Valley. So that would include like the eastern Dakotas, eastern Kansas, eastern Nebraska, into Iowa, Minnesota.
Police in Akron, Ohio say they need the public's help finding whoever shot and killed a man and wounded at least 24 others at a party over the weekend. These women were there.
We outside enjoying ourselves. The next thing you know, we running for our lives. That fast. Like that fast.
A lot of shots. I feel like I heard over 50 shots, heard a lot of screaming.
A wildfire is forcing some residents in parts of California's San Joaquin County to flee. CBS News Bay Area's John Ramos is in the city of Tracy.
Everything was getting lit on fire.
The fire burned right up to the backyards of most homes before dying off, but one home was not so lucky. It was the only major structure lost in the blaze, along with a number of vehicles parked on the property. But the heat coming off the burning house caused more problems.
We were getting embers landing on our property, so I was just hosing that stuff down because the last thing we need is to get everyone's house on fire.
President Biden's son Hunter Biden goes on trial tomorrow in Delaware on 3 felony gun possession charges. The former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, Preet Bharara, tells the moderator of CBS's Face the Nation, Margaret Brennan, that the president has stayed out of the case, something he doesn't think a President Trump would do.
If Donald Trump was elected again and a Biden holdover U.S. attorney were to indict Donald Trump Jr., mm-hmm. that Donald Trump wouldn't do something about it in the way that Joe Biden has stayed out of it? I don't think so.
The first woman to lead the Washington Post newsroom, executive editor Sally Busby, has surprisingly resigned. She was the executive of the AP when the Washington Post hired her in 2021. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks? Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese.
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi Max Inc. Radio sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great. You know.
Thank you. You're great too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
That is brand new metal from Madison, Wisconsin, from Lords of the Trident and Master of Speed. Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Doing a double dip of the mighty Lords of the Trident, also from that same album. We heard their first single called To Kill a God. The new album is called VGEP, Video Game EP. It's been released to all the Patreon subscribers to Lords of the Trident. If you're not a Patreon subscriber for Lords, do so. They put out a lot of content. And if you just don't want to do that, well, then you have to wait until October to get the new album. Why wait until October? Well, you could do it right now. Go to lordsofthetrident.com. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K, filling in for M. Shell on this Sunday evening. Max Inc. Heavy, original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. We got music on the way from Andrew David Weber. We'll do some brand new music from the Up and Up. And we got an interview with Buster Daisy out of Milwaukee. Michelle sat down and had a great conversation with him. We'll play that just after 10:30 tonight. Right now, it's brand new rock and roll from Where Is the Key? This song is called Echoes. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Hear with your eyes and not with your ears. Hear with your eyes and not with your ears. Not with your ears.
Fires, the location. were disconnected like a love that was never resurrected. Tears soaked our faces as the memories lose their places. Don't worry, you won't be replaced. I said, don't worry, my love has gone to outer space. I'm freezing cold outside and all alone. The friends I lost leave me on my own. I'm freezing cold.
Local music. That's brand new music from the Up and Up out of Madison. That song is called Freezing Cold. You can see the Up and Up here in Madison on Sunday, June 9th. That's next Sunday. They're going to be playing at the VFW on Cottage Grove Road with Torch the Hive. They're out of Illinois. Man Alive and Ray and Bashford. That's next Sunday at the VFW. I'm Jimmy K, filling in for M. Shell. It's Maxine Kevy, original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin with Andrew David Weber.
Wasn't he making you cry, and weren't you living in secret? And isn't what you become a result of this pain? The fact that someone could poison a mind so sacred, plain unacceptably putting a strain on my brain. Yet you hold on to the notion that you can change him. As he's changing your smile into a scowl. And as he softens his voice, you believe you may tame him. But don't be deceived, you should know he's a wolf down to the hound. We'll be right back. don't judge what you become as a result of this pain. The fact that someone could poison a mind so sacred, it is unbearably killing my heart and my brain.
Yeah.
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music with Peacemaker, brand new music from them. I do my best work at night. Who doesn't, right? I'm Jimmy Kay. Thanks for tuning in to Max Inc. Heavy tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing, located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with all the best ingredients they can find. You can visit their tap room to try exclusive creations from their brewers, plus sampling of local snacks and live music. Get more information at carbon4.com. And by Herbal Aspect, three Madison locations, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. You can also shop online at herbalaspect.com. M. Shell had a great conversation with Buster Daisy out of Milwaukee. That's coming up next is Max Inc. Heavy.
Brock, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I hope I don't hesitate.
Hello all and welcome to Max and Kevy. I'm your host, Stemshell. I'm here with Derek and Jeff of Buster Daisy. We just heard their song Parasite. Thank you so much for being on Max and Kevy, you guys.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be here.
So why don't you introduce yourselves and tell everyone what you play?
Sure, I'm Derek. I'm the lead vocals and rhythm guitarist.
And I am Jeff. I am the Neanderthal percussion specialist.
I love it. Percussion specialist. So tell us a little bit about your band. Pretend like I know nothing about you and tell me where you're from and where does your name come from?
We rehearse out of Elkhorn, Wisconsin. So I guess that's where we call home base. But we're kind of spread out throughout the southeastern Wisconsin area. We've been around with this iteration for approximately 18 months. And the other members of the group are, in addition to myself, the drummer, Derek, lead singer and rhythm guitar, we have Jordan, who is the lead guitar, and Chad on bass. And I kind of think of us as far as the different roles. Jordan is the heart of the band. Derek is the soul of the band. Chad is the spirit. And I like to think myself as the brains of the outfit.
Derek, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I guess. Me and Jeff handle a lot in the band.
That's good. Yeah, it sounds like you guys are pretty DIY.
Yeah, it's kind of
sure.
Kind of a learning experience for us because none of us are really ingrained into the music scene. So this is baptism by fire in terms of learning all the different venues and the different important people when it comes to booking, production, and things of that nature. So it's definitely been a learning experience, but I would say that we've ramped up really quickly and have developed a name and a reputation for ourselves in a pretty short while.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. The little bit that I've known you guys, I've seen you kind of all of a sudden explode and be everywhere. So tell us a little bit about the song we just heard, Parasite.
Well, from a lyric perspective, it's just about feeling trapped, kind of a love-hate relationship. And it's having someone in your life that you can't stand, but you just can't get rid of them. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. Musically, we just wanted a song that, you know, punched you in the face, something heavy and kind of chaotic. So the guitar solo is kind of where we tried to go a little chaotic.
Yeah, so Derek's exactly right. I mean, I think we all had the same idea of what that song was about. Although, you know, like all songs, they're open to interpretation. The thing that really jumped out to me was when the guitar solo comes in and how it symbolically represents the slaying of the parasite. So when we were in the studio, we put an emphasis on really trying to make that aggressive and having a in-your-face attack, and I think it turned out well.
Yeah, it's an awesome song. I'm really happy to play it on Max Inc. Yeah, so when did the song come out?
When did we release it? The song?
I think it was last September of 2023.
Okay, so fairly recent. And that was a full-length album?
No, that was just our first three originals, Parasite, I Won't Break, and When the World Cries. They're available on all of the different streaming platforms, including Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, Apple Music. We just got out of the studio about a month and a half ago with four new songs that we're putting the final mix on. It needs to be mastered, and those will be released very shortly as well. So we'll be real close to having an album here in the very near future.
That's very exciting. So if you are just tuning in, I am Emshel. I'm here with Buster Daisy on Max and Kevy, and we're talking about some of their new music. So do you guys have plans on when you will be releasing this?
But we're hoping to sometime this year finish the album.
Where do you guys record?
Cherry Pit Studio.
Eric does an amazing job at Cherry Pit. Seems like that is the go-to spot for any musicians in bands in the area that have good original music they want to lay down. He does an amazing job.
He's absolutely phenomenal at what he does. I would agree with you. So you guys played on last year's Whammy Summerfest stage. Can you share a little bit about your experience?
It was good. We had fun. It was cool to check out some of the other bands that were playing there.
Actually, the recollection, we got cut short with the typical Milwaukee summer thunderstorms that roll through.
Okay, I'm a veteran myself, so I definitely appreciate what Guitar Sylvester's doing.
Yeah, and to us, the opportunity to play the Whammy guitars for that stage is absolutely awesome. The cause in and of itself is something we really support. Any way we can support them, Buster Daisy is all about it.
Definitely.
And absolutely agree. It's always about the good cause, and we love showcasing veteran-based bands, you know, and stuff like that. We were lucky to have you guys twice on our stage, and thankful that you were able to play that second show, and unfortunately they got cut short. There was a couple days that just chaos ensued because we had, like, the ukuleles, which there was, like, 30 elderly women playing ukuleles, and we had to find chairs for all of them, and so teardown for that one was a little bit slower. The changeover was a lot longer than we anticipated. So, but that is live music and events, especially. You got to kind of pivot as you go.
Yeah.
Controlled chaos, but we like to think that we thrive in that environment. So we had a wonderful time, and we're looking forward to hopefully being the best.
Yeah, absolutely. So on that note, do you guys have any upcoming shows?
Yeah, we're pretty booked here for the summer. Saturday, June 1st, we're playing at Root River in Franklin at Swagger. That's one of our favorite events. We did that last year as well. It closes out their season. Metal Men play outside in the parking lot from 7:30 to 10:30, and then we'll start inside from 10 to midnight. And that is just an amazing summer kickoff. And we're at Q Club on the 8th of June, which is a Saturday, invited by one of our favorite bands in the area, 10 Foot Tall. It's Matthew Ray, the lead singer's birthday. And they invited us to close out the show. 10 Foot Tall is going to do the first set, and then Matthew's going to party with all his family and friends, and then we're going to close out that show. Then on the 15th, we have Polish Fest, which
was kind of weird. Yeah. Like, you guys want a rock band at Polish Fest? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I asked her, I said, have you heard our stuff? Do you know what we play? And she said, yes, and we want you. So that made us feel real good. So we're looking forward to Polish Fest. We have Asia Bike Night on the 25th of June, which is a Tuesday, 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. It'll be the second year we've been playing there as well. That's always a great bike night. And then on Friday the 12th, of July, we're at Ribfest in Elkhorn. Time to be determined, but I think probably 5 p.m. or thereabouts. And more to come. But we're fully booked.
We have a busy summer.
Yeah, that is stacked, which I'm excited for you guys. I'm sure you're very excited to be playing out and sharing your music with all your fans. So where can we find your music, keep in touch about these shows, and beyond?
Pretty much just our Facebook page. It's got all of our shows listed on there.
Awesome. And you guys said that you are on all the major streaming platforms as well. So thank you so much for being on the show. This has been wonderful to catch up with you guys and see what you have cooking for this year.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, Michelle, thank you. We really appreciate it.
Up next is When the World Cries by Buster Daisy, only on Max and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Daisy out of Milwaukee. That song is called World Cries. Thanks to Buster Daisy and M. Shell for the awesome conversation tonight. If you missed any part of it, you can catch the podcast tomorrow at maxincradio.com. I'm Jimmy Kay filling in for M. Shell tonight. Coming up next week, M. Shell is going to have a conversation with the band Midnight Crown. That's next Sunday on Max Inc. Heavy. Still to come tonight, we got a double dip of Irish Sunglasses on the way. Right now is brand new rock and roll from Fuzz Dolly out of central Wisconsin. This song is called Eyes for the Sky. It's brand new Fuzz Dolly on Max Inc. Heavy.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. Just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends? To work on your attention span? Or to win a prize, like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.